Welcome to This Week in Blues History. I'm Sleepy Boy Hawkins, host of Blues Unlimited, the radio show that explores the wonderful world of the blues and its history, heritage, and rich cultural traditions. This week in 1952, blues guitarist Big Joe Williams walked into a radio repair shop deep in the heart of St. Louis at 4376 St. Louis Avenue to cut some demos. As it turns out, this was the last of 12 sides that Big Joe had made at the company, which had begun 7 months previous in September 1951. Big Joe used the recordings, made on fragile acetate masters, for audition purposes, and kept them handy in the trunk of his car. That accounts for why today they're in such rough shape. It was probably thanks to these demos that Big Joe got a chance to record for the trumpet label in Jackson, Mississippi.
Well, my mama don't lie to me, got to boogie-woogie all night long.
Unlike Memphis, Chicago, and Detroit, St. Louis never really developed a recording industry of its own. So we don't really have much idea of what post-war St. Louis blues might have sounded like. All these years later, other than a one-off session Big Joe cut for VJ in 1956, these exciting recordings, as rough as they are, is about all we have to go on. These days, 4376 St. Louis Avenue is a vacant lot, the memory of what was once there all but erased from the passage of time. Almost like these recordings, which give us a glimpse into a forgotten chapter of the blues in St. Louis. And that's going to do it for this week in blues history. For more great blues, tune in every Saturday evening at 5 for the Blues Review and Tuesday night at midnight for Blues Unlimited. Here on 91.3 FM, KXCI, Tucson.